What if the most revolutionary act was simply being yourself? In Self-Reliance, Ralph Waldo Emerson delivers a radical message that still challenges us today. True wisdom comes not from outside authorities, but from within. To believe your own thought, to believe that what is true for you in your private heart is true for all men, that is genius. This isn't mere stubbornness or independence, it's recognizing the divine spark within you. When we trust our intuition, we're actually tuning in to what Emerson calls the universal soul, that cosmic intelligence flowing through all creation. Think about those moments when you've known something deeply, only to doubt yourself because it contradicted conventional wisdom. Emerson would say that hesitation betrays your divine nature. The truly enlightened person speaks today's truth in words as hard as cannonballs, even if tomorrow brings new understanding. This radical honesty forms the foundation of an authentic life, one where we stop performing for others and start living from our core. Imagine the universe as one interconnected whole with divine energy flowing through everything. This is Emerson's spiritual vision. Unlike traditional religion that places God outside us, Emerson saw divinity permeating everything. God is, He is in me, and all things are shadows of Him. That awe watching a sunset? It's recognizing the divine force within you. Those intuitive flashes? Moments when you're attuned to universal wisdom. Emerson called this the oversoul, a universal consciousness uniting all beings. We live in succession, in division, in parts, in particles. Meantime, within man is the soul of the whole, the wise silence, the universal beauty. When the universal soul breathes through intellect, it becomes genius, through will, virtue, through affection, love. In moments when we transcend our ego, during profound conversations, creative breakthroughs, or meditation, we tap into this greater consciousness. The simplest person who genuinely connects with this universal consciousness becomes God in that moment, through authentic presence rather than ambition. Have you noticed how life maintains its equilibrium? For every action, there's an equal reaction. For every gain, a loss. This is Emerson's law of compensation, a principle so fundamental that the dice of God are always loaded. This balance exists everywhere, in darkness and light, heat and cold, and the heart's rhythms. In human affairs, every crime contains its punishment and every virtue its reward. Cause and effect, means and ends, seed and fruit cannot sever. Yet we try to separate pleasure from character, seeking benefits without costs. The wise person recognizes this futility and embraces life's inherent balance. Our weaknesses become strengths when properly understood. The wounded oyster mends its shell with pearl. Failures teach more than successes, and critics serve us better than flatterers. Understanding compensation brings serene, eternal peace, knowing that only we can harm ourselves and that even our darkest moments contain seeds of growth. We have a great deal more kindness than is ever spoken. Despite apparent selfishness, humanity bathes in an element of love. We honor countless people we barely speak to. True friendship comes unsought, given by divine affinity. These rare connections break through circumstance, making many into one. A real friend enlarges your thoughts, carrying your world to new depths. Yet, friendship follows its own natural rhythm. Friendship requires two sovereign elements, truth and tenderness. A friend is someone before whom you can think aloud, dropping all masks. Sincerity is a luxury allowed only to the highest rank. When someone becomes truly dear to you, you have touched fortune's goal. The highest friendship demands that rare balance between likeness and unlikeness. Better be a nettle in your friend's side than his echo. Though perfect friendship remains elusive, a sublime hope persists that somewhere souls exist who can truly love us as we are. Step into the forest and feel how city measures of importance fade. Here is sanctity, which shames our religions, and reality, which discredits our heroes. Nature judges like a god, dwarfing human concerns. We need daily horizon views, as we need water for our bath. One paddle stroke on a quiet river transports you beyond village politics into a delicate realm of sunset and moonlight. We experience this beauty physically, yet nature's deepest secret remains hidden. If truly good people existed, we wouldn't feel such rapture in nature. We look up to it through our limitations, but when man is at his height, nature will look up to him. Despite endless variety, nature operates by simple laws. Her entire code could be written on a thumbnail. Nature presents itself as a promise to the intelligent. When we identify with the workman's soul streaming through us rather than measuring ourselves against nature, morning's peace dwells in our hearts. Circles appear everywhere. The eye forms the first, the horizon the second. This figure repeats throughout nature as the highest emblem in the cipher of the world. Every end becomes a beginning, and around every circle another can be drawn. Our lives form self-evolving circles expanding outward, with each new thought reconciling seemingly discordant facts under one law. By stepping back, we discover higher principles uniting apparent opposites. This explains our shifting certainties. Our moods do not believe in each other. Today's abundance of thoughts becomes tomorrow's emptiness. We should embrace unsettlement rather than craving certainty. People wish to be settled. Only as far as they are unsettled is there any hope for them. We exist in an endless series, waking on a stair with unseen extremes. Life eludes us when we grasp too tightly. Dreams lead to dreams, and there is no end to illusion. Each day appears through our moods-colored lens. Yet within this elusive reality, we must find our authentic path. Follow your private dream despite skepticism, and stay committed to your work, for the universe holds you dear. Accept your circumstances as catalysts for growth. True character manifests as self-sufficiency. A person with inner riches is never truly alone. When people of genuine character meet, each secure in themselves, it becomes nature's festival. The enlightened person perceives divine spirit behind material phenomena, finding transcendent meaning in ordinary experiences. When aligned with the universal current, we experience security and purpose without fragmentation. Life unfolds unpredictably as we build our being, and the wise welcome this growth, recognizing each new circle reveals more of the infinite. Radical authenticity means living present, trusting intuition over convention, and recognizing the divine spark in ourselves and others. It means seeing beyond differences to the universal consciousness uniting all, embracing both joy and sorrow as part of life's wholeness. It requires courage to stand alone in truth rather than performing for approval. In this authentic presence, we discover Emerson's insight. The most revolutionary act is simply being ourselves, fully aligned with the divine current running through all things.